and welcome to The Football Question, episode 38. We're here to help you survey the football landscape now it's all settled down for the summer. And joining me is Jack and Tristan. Hello, boys.
Hello. Hello.
I'd like you to start by telling me your moment of the final weekend. So, Jack, go ahead. What was your moment of the final weekend?
My moment of the weekend was the first appearance by a player who was born in the 21st century. Yes. Coming in at an age of 16 years and 263 days old, this whippersnapper, Angel Gomez, or is it Angel Gomez?
Yes.
Well, he came on and he played, and it was historic.
Yep. Tristan, your moment of the weekend.
My moment is the opposite. I'm talking about a man that came off the pitch. The captain, leader, legend, John Terry. I mean, wasn't it emotional, guys? Mm. As you saw him take those 2 minutes to get off the pitch.
It was emotional. The emotion I experienced was delight.
My moment of the weekend concerns Watford player Niang. You know Watford?
Yeah.
Mbai Niang. Mbai Niang. Found a little bird. There was a little bird on the pitch and he just scooped it up and he took it to safety. It was really lovely.
I was also the best thing a Watford player did that afternoon.
And now on to the Fantasy League. Massive congratulations to Ben Ingram. You are the winner of the first annual Football Question Fantasy League. I'm sure that your prize is winging its way to you right now. In fact, probably if you're listening to this, Ben, it's probably already there. Yep. And if it's not, don't email us. He averaged 58 points, beat Tristan by an impressive 90 points at the end.
It's more impressive because he didn't even play the first week.
Yep.
He started in week two.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He was really good.
We also, unfortunately, do have to congratulate Joe for avoiding relegation. It was close, but he lives to fight another season.
I think we should also just note that the leader after week one, Anderson Brito. See you in the championship, Anderson.
Also, we should also probably note Robert Stenson, who was terrible for most of the season, and then for the last couple of months has been really, really good.
Nearly overtook me.
Right, now for the football question, which this week comes from Tristan. Take it away, Tristan.
So this weekend, there was only one man that mattered in the Premier League, and that was Mark Hughes. He reached the 150 win milestone for a manager. So my question to you is, can you name the other six managers who have also reached this magnificent milestone?
Wonderful. Excellent question, Tristan. We'll attempt to answer that at the end of the show. And I want to take this opportunity to thank everyone who has supported this show by sending us an answer to one of our questions. It's great to see you all, you know, kind of engaging and showing off your football knowledge, which is much better than ours. Please do the same again and answer this question by commenting under this video or send us a tweet. We love tweets, don't we?
Yep. Yes.
On to what the fooks happened. And we had 37 goals on this final weekend, which is the most on a final day of the season since the 1992-1993 season.
When there were 22 teams. Yeah, so actually, this was some kind of
it's
record.
It's effectively a record.
It is effectively a record. For the Premier League era, you could probably... well, that's the first season of the Premier League. Is
yeah, but for the 20 teams.
Yeah. A whole extra game.
Yeah, exactly. On that weekend, there was something like 43. There was absolutely
okay,
loads.
Okay, it's not a record.
There was a 6-2. Liverpool beat Spurs 6-2 on that. That was which is, you know... high scoring.
I'm really enjoying this up to the minute summary of the last weekend.
Right?
Really excellent.
Yeah, well, talking of last weekend, the action was in the race for the top four, where for the first time in 20 seasons, Arsenal missed out despite beating Everton 3-1. So Liverpool and City will be playing Champions League football next year. Oh. What did we think of the race for the top four games? Jack, what did you think?
Well, there was a brief 20 minute period where it looked like there might be a shock and a surprise. Arsenal were 2-0 up, even though they were a man down, and City were cruising at Watford, and Liverpool were struggling at home to Borough, should have had a penalty against them.
Yeah, they should have.
And then there was Genie Wijnaldum. The genie came out of the bottle.
No.
The cliches rained down and plain sailing from there. It was a good job that there were so many goals on the final day, because there was bugger all at stake come halftime.
Yeah, it was all the narrative had gone, hadn't it? Klopp looked pretty happy. Did you see any of the Klopp celebrations, Tristan?
Yeah. No, he was thrilled to get that fourth place.
Yeah, a lot of people sharing the pictures of the Liverpool players in the dressing room, and I saw one of those with an overlay that said from Bill Shankly that said first is something and second is nothing.
So what's fourth
then? Yeah, what is? I don't know what fourth is in that analogy.
Something else.
Absolute zero.
Quite. So Chelsea celebrated winning the trophy by also beating the record for number of wins in a single season with 30.
Yeah.
Beating their own record.
Yeah, indeed.
29.
Jose Mourinho lost everything. Everything.
Apart from the actual match.
Yeah.
Yeah, won the match. And John Terry got the send-off he wanted.
Controversial. The send-off he deserved. It was the most John Terry thing he could have done. It was self-serving. It was unmerited. It really split opinion. Lots of people loved it. Lots of people really hated it. And then at the end, having done, let's face it, close to nothing in the Premier League season, he wanders on and collects a trophy. Yeah. Oh, whoop-dee-doo.
Yeah, he'll do really well at West Brom next season.
It's the team he deserves.
Absolutely.
Honestly, the only way it could have been more fitting is if he'd been sent off on the 26th minute for racist abuse.
To be honest, I thought he should have been booked for taking that long to leave the
pitch. Oh my God, it took forever.
Like, it took 2 minutes.
You know what I was impressed with was that they'd said to Sunderland that that's what they were going to do. They were going to get him off for the 26th minute and, like, you need to help us by, like, you know, kicking the ball out. And I was thinking, the season that Sunderland have had, you've asked them to directly do something with a football. I'm really surprised they actually did it. I wouldn't be surprised if Jan as I went, oh yeah, sure, I'll just kick the ball out. Oh, I've scored.
Oh, boss, it turns out I can do this at will. If only we'd found this out earlier. Did you see how Bayern handled this? Because they had some properly big departures.
Oh, yeah.
In particular, Philipp Lahm. Not only a massive Bayern Munich hero, but a hero to all Germans. He, you know, there's emotion, there's hugging, there's shaking hands with the referee, but he just walks off. None of this guard of honour nonsense. Anyway, then there's a player who's won European Cups, plural, and World Cups. You know, this is a considerable individual.
But they did this 2 years ago, also against Sunderland, with Drogba. They carried him off on their shoulders when he got substituted off.
Is that going to happen for every player that retires now?
Well, I think not, because there is actually a story that's going around that the match might now be investigated because technically it's breached match fixing rules.
A few people have won quite a lot of money. Yeah. It's 100 to 1 that will get subbed off in the 26th minute. Joey Barton won £17,000.
What about Rooney? It might be his last game for United, and he seemed to just get a clap and
there
walk
might
off.
Have been a lot. It was a bit awkward because you got the sense of the crowd were going to go, okay, yeah, thanks very much, Wayne. You know, a lot of love for Wayne. Thanks very much. And Wayne was like going, I don't want to go. It's like your sort of your long term partner just turning around to you after what 11 years and going, well, thanks very much. It's been great.
I packed your bags. You know, you're going to China.
Instead, I've got this 16-year-old.
David De Gea posted on social media after the game, and it seemed quite final.
Mm.
And
was it a picture of him in a Real Madrid kit?
So, did you know that Spurs' tally of 86 points would have been enough to win the title on 8 previous occasions in the Premier League?
Including last season.
Yeah.
When they should have won the title.
So they spanked Marco Silva and his men as the Premier League said goodbye to Hull for at least another season. And
but not necessarily goodbye to Marco Silva.
He's hoping.
It's true.
He's really hoping.
Such is his genius that he gets thrashed 7-1 on the final day and gets a new job. Not since Roberto Martinez have we seen such genius.
Did you watch that one game, Jack? Did you enjoy it?
I did. It was a demolition.
Oh.
Talking about on the beach.
Oh, yeah. I mean, not only were Hull really on the beach. I mean, because they've got demoted, they've had to go to Scarborough as well. It's a rubbish beach. They're going to be they're going to come back from a terrible holiday. Also, so in terms of literally on the beach, you have to go to Swansea, who went to Ibiza for 2 nights this week.
deserved.
Still managed to beat West Brom, who have been on the beach for a very long time.
Yeah, well, there was an interesting statistic with Tony Pulis and how he performs once he reaches 40 points.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't do good. He does incredibly... As soon as he hits 40 points, he's gone. He's checked out.
Yeah, yeah.
He's gone, he's checked out. He's taking the money from Crystal Palace and he's going on a big holiday.
I really hope that Tony Pulis had a top half bonus of about £3.5 million. Do you think that's likely?
He'll need it if he's going to avoid prison. But they were only 5 points off 17th.
Oh.
And Watford showed how quickly you can go from being top half to being 17th.
Very quickly.
There were 6 points separated 8th and 17th.
It was madness.
Yeah, it was. But it made for a very entertaining mid-table, which is usually the goal.
So, now it's time for a quiz, which this week comes from Tristan. So, Tristan, what have you prepared for us for the last regular quiz of the season?
Yes. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read you out some players. 11 players, to be precise, if you don't stop me beforehand. These players all started for a Premier League winning team in the final match of the season. All which you need to do is tell me which team and which season. Now, firstly, if you tell me after one player, you get 11 points. After two players, 10 points. So on, so on. Secondly, each of you only gets to guess once.
Right.
You get it wrong, you're done. So, the game you're playing is, how quickly do you jump in?
We're playing the game of chicken.
We're playing the game of chicken. Whose balls are bigger?
Didier Drogba's.
Are you ready, boys?
Oh, I've never been readier.
Okay. So, let's begin. Martin, Delatt, Brown, Gibson.
Manchester United against Hull, 2009.
Correct.
Oh, what?
Jack, you get 8 points.
All of these are going to be Manchester United. I feel like Jack's going to win.
Team number two, Terry, Azpilicueta, Matic, Willian, Hazard, Cahill.
Chelsea, 2015.
Correct. Up until that point, up until Cahill, it could have been this year.
Oh, and you remembered. Oh, yeah, Cahill see. Yeah.
Jack, you get 7 points to add to your 8 points. Next, Cole, Toure, Campbell, Vieira.
Arsenal 2003, 2004.
Correct, Ben. Well done. You get 8 points.
Yeah.
Next, Nasri, Clichy, Silva, Toure, Hart.
City 2014.
No.
City 2012.
Correct. 7 more points for Jack, bringing you
22
to 22.
22 to 8. Here we go.
22 to 8. Pidgley, Johnson, Gallas, Huth, Cole. Cole, Robin, Carvalho.
As Chelsea 2005.
No.
Ah!
Chelsea 2006.
Yes. 4 points for Jack.
That is gutting.
Jack, you were very much one, but let's do the last one anyway. Yeah. Jones, Evans, Butner, Lingard.
Manchester United 2013.
Correct.
I mean,
8 more points for Jack, bringing you to 34. Ben, you got 8. It's a thrashing.
Oh, I was on the beach. I don't know. I've been on the beach for this episode.
You weren't just on the beach. You were buried under the sand.
Oh, I've got sand in my eyes.
You took some bold guesses.
Yeah, I did. Congratulations, Jack. Well done on winning. Does that affect the quiz rankings at all?
So, yeah, that is the final quiz of this season.
Woo.
And would you like to know the standings?
I need to know the standings, yes.
Tristan would like to read it out.
I would love to. I've got the statistics.
Who's in fourth place?
In fourth place, Joe Mills.
Oh, it's always good to hear. I don't know about you.
In third place, and this was really what we were playing for today, Ben Mepstead. How are you shocked when it was what we were playing for today and you lost today?
Yeah, well, I shouldn't really be shocked, should I? I guess I still get Champions League and I don't have to qualify, so don't have to do the qualifiers.
Champions League? For finishing third out of four?
Yeah, I think so.
No, mate, Europa League, mate.
Yeah. you get Europa League.
I get
for
Europa
that.
League. Oh, and Joe gets relegated.
You don't even get Europa League. Joe gets relegated. You get
mid-table.
Well, you know, we've got to be safe. It's been a hard season, but safety was assured early on, and that's what I was really happy about.
You did good. But the big question is, who won? Who gets the Europa League spot, and who gets the trophy and the Champions League, and I assume tens of millions of pounds in prize
just
money?
Get on with it.
In second place is Jack Blackburn.
Oh, well done,
no.
Jack.
I'm so shocked.
You tried so hard, Jack, but way out in front. Head and shoulders above the rest. It's the leader, the legend, the god, the prettiest man in the room. It's me, Tristan.
I thought you were talking about someone else then. Congratulations, Tristan.
Can I ask what was the margin of victory?
The way we calculated was what percentage of quizzes you won. Jack, you won 46% of every quiz you entered. I won 57%.
Oh, right. That's a margin of victory, that is.
A big margin.
11%.
Massive margin.
Right, so now on to Hattonburn after this. We have three finals to look forward to. Let's start with the first one, the Europa League on Wednesday. This is what Moo's been saving all those players for, but Ajax have had 12 days to prepare altogether.
Mm-hmm. Did they go to Ibiza at all?
No, I don't think they did.
Wasted 12 days.
Yeah, well, what else are you doing with 12 days? United should win this one, shouldn't they, Tristan?
Well, I mean,
They should. They really should.
They've got the better team.
Mm-hmm. Far better. Yes, Jack. Mm-hmm. Jack Andrew Blackburn.
That's not my name.
I don't care. Jack Blackburn. You cannot tell me that Ajax's team is better than United's.
Well, look,
the players are not better.
Oh, yes. But the team, like the individual component parts, yes. The team, I'm not so sure. Ajax look quite good. They look pacey going forward. And as you say, they will be fresh. I'm really
United will be fresh.
Yeah, because none of them have played for the past.
We've played four fixtures.
Yeah, none of
the players that are playing on Thursday.
On Wednesday.
None of the players that are playing on Wednesday.
We've played four matches.
How many games has Rashford played in that period?
At least two of them.
Yeah, but like, has he played a full game?
Did he play on Wednesday? I think he did.
Has he played a full game?
He came on as a substitute.
None of the players that are playing in that final played a full game since in the last four fixtures.
Maybe Phil Jones.
But he's not really?
Is Phil Jones going to start?
We're short on central defenders.
yeah. Baye's out.
Baye's suspended.
Oh, of course he is. Oh, that's why he played yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's knackered. You will sent off. You will now play every minute. And you will play with the reserves as well.
Yeah, I still think I could see Mourinho parking the bus and going away with the title. But I could also see, you know, if United lose this, like, that's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah,
like,
it ruins your season. The League Cup is not enough to...
It's very much like this cup final is a cup final for us.
Hey, Jack, from now on, every game for United is like a cup final.
From beleaguered manager to beleaguered manager, Arsene has a chance to redeem himself in the other cup involving an English
team.
Yeah,
the record holder for winning the FA Cup, three-time league winner... Person who got to the Champions League final, the UEFA Cup final. Yeah, he's got to prove himself again.
Oh, no, prove himself in the eyes of the supporters. He really does.
For Arsene Wenger, every game from now on is like a cup final.
And for Antonio Conte, every game from now on is like the Community Shield.
So, yeah, I mean, the other thing you got to say is that he's got a bit of a makeshift back line, or Arsenal will have. There will be probably no Gabriel, probably no Koscielny.
Definitely no Koscielny.
Yeah, well, definitely no Koscielny, probably no Gabriel. So, Per Mertesacker and Rob Holding.
It's time for the Holding to step up to the plate. Joe's going to be all like, oh my God, he's nailing it. He's scored two headers and he's kept a clean sheet. Think of all the points I'm raking in. And then we'll have to explain.
It always makes me sad that Rob Holding's a defender and not a holding midfielder.
Yeah, like, that's true.
He's wasted himself.
Absolutely.
He should give up.
Mm-hmm. Rob Central isn't really a very popular name.
No, exactly.
So the Chelsea juggernaut. Do you think Chelsea are going to walk this one, Jack?
Yes.
I think it's safe to say that Ben, every game from now on for an Antonio Conte is like a cup final.
Hazard was the only Chelsea player in the celebrations to actually mention that they had another game. So maybe they're just going to hit it really hard. You can imagine like Diego Costa's like, come on, let's go out again.
Yeah, and except, all like... except Costa's taking everyone out for some drinks in Shanghai.
Yeah, you can imagine they've taken their eye off the... boil eye off the boil
eye off the boil no, why are they boiling their eyes
boiling their eyes
maybe I don't think there's any evidence of that. Anything can happen in a cup final.
One of those things let's move on to the last one before everyone does more cliches. And finally, the Champions League final, free scoring Madrid versus dogged Juventus determination. Can either of you call the big one?
Juventus.
Yeah, I would also go with Juventus.
This is purely based on the fact that people don't retain the Champions League.
Yeah, and also Dani Alves has won the Champions... He's been in more Champions League finals in the last 12 years than any team.
Wow.
He is Champions League magic. And there are rumours that he might be moving to Tottenham.
Mm.
And you know what that means? Tottenham might finally win something.
Uh-huh. I'm not so sure.
But Wembley. I think it's safe to say that for Madrid and Juventus, every game from now on is like a cup final.
Oh my god. I think Juventus have got another week in the league.
Well, then it wasn't safe to say.
Your tactic of having one line of analysis has failed.
You're going to have to think up another line for next season, okay?
Okay.
But you've got several months, so don't worry.
I tell you what, Tristan, first week of next season, try your cup final.
It's safe to say that for Brighton, every game from now on is like a cup final.
Oh, God. You know, that's it. Does anyone have anything else to say? Anything they're looking forward to over the summer? We'll do this a little bit more in the...
I'm looking forward to seeing what deals are done in the transfer market.
Mm-hmm.
From here on, it's with the transfers that the Premier League has won. Mm. So it's safe to say that every transfer from now on is like a cup final.
I thought more that everything from here on in is like a complex season of interplaying games which spreads across 9 months, which will lead to an eventual declaration of who is the fairest winner amongst a team of, amongst a group of 20 teams.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And to be honest, Jack, couldn't you say the same about a cup final?
No.
Right, now it's time to answer the football question. What is it again, Tristan?
It is. This week, Mark Hughes, manager of Stoke, hero to many, won his 150th Premier League match. So, can you name the other six managers who have won 150 matches in the Premier League?
So we've had an answer.
Someone has moved so quickly.
Finally, after weeks of trying, we've had an answer mid-show.
So the two of you get to compete with a real live person from the real world.
Yeah, so Alan Farrell, thank you very much for your comment. I can't look
you
at
don't
him,
look.
Can I?
I will tell you how Alan does. Well, the two of you guess and I'll tell you if Alan's got it.
Okay, okay. Good. Yeah, but thank you, Alan, for commenting so quickly. Yeah, you'll get to compete with us live.
Yeah. So let's start with Jack.
It's a bit of an outside shot, but Sir Alex Ferguson.
Ben, do you have Sir Alex?
Yes, I do. Alan, do you have Sir Alex?
Alan does have Sir Alex.
Well done, Alan.
So, Alex Ferguson. You'll be surprised to learn that actually, he's only won 528 matches. Barely sneaking onto the list.
Yeah, he just made it, didn't he?
I thought he'd won 149 matches and then, like all the best United managers, drew the rest.
Yeah, Ben, go. You go next.
Okay, so this is a manager who this year said that managers can only be judged over a 15-year period, which is why Marco Silva shouldn't be counted as a success. It's, of course, David Moyes.
David Moyes. Jack, do you have David Moyes?
I do.
Alan, do you have David Moyes? He does.
He does. Well done, Alan.
We don't know yet, but
I'm just going to say well done, Alan, every time Alan is mentioned.
Yeah, just it's well done for turning up, to be honest, Alan.
For listeners at home, every time Ben talks to Alan, he actually turns to his left-hand side and has quite a vivid connection with some empty air.
David Moyes, as we know, added 6 wins to his total number this season, bringing his total to 196. So, 2-2.
Another controversial selection, Arsene Wenger.
Arsene Wenger. Well, I can see why you've picked him over 20 years. Ben, did you have Wenger?
I also have Wenger.
Alan did have Wenger.
Oh, yeah. Good.
I can tell you that with 457 Premier League wins, Arsene Wenger is second on the list.
Wow.
It's fairly good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not bad. Do you think, well, we will see whether he gets any more.
Yeah, we will. So that's 3-3-3. Ben, next.
Next one I've got on my list is Big Sam, Sam Allardyce.
Big Sam Allardyce. Jack, do you have Big Sam?
No, I don't. I thought about this and I just thought, I don't think he's had quite enough seasons in the top flight winning enough games.
I can tell you that Alan did have Big Sam, so there's a lot riding on this. Sam Allardyce won 8 matches this season as manager of Crystal Palace, bringing his total to 164.
Hey!
So,
well done, Alan.
Ben and Alan are both on 4. Jack, you're on 3. Your next answer, please, Jack.
Rafael Benitez.
Rafael Benitez. Ben, do you have Benitez?
I have Big Rafa. I have the Geordie Wonder Kid.
I can tell you that Alan also has Rafa Benitez. Rafa Benitez has won 144 Premier League matches. You are still 4 for Ben, 4 for Invisible Alan, and 3 for Jack.
Okay, so am I next?
Uh-huh, you are next.
I've got Pulis.
You've got Tony
Pulis.
I've got
Pulis. Tone.
Jack, do you have Tony Pulis?
No, I don't, no.
Alan, do you have Tony Pulis? Alan doesn't have Tony Pulis either. Tony Pulis has won 96
way off.
In his Jack's 9 seasons.
Oh, Jack's maths didn't help. No. Right, okay, go.
Jack, you must have one more answer for us.
Two more. There's one which I've now decided probably isn't correct.
Uh-huh. Go for it.
It feels like he's been around for a long time, but of course he has been hither and thither. Jose Mourinho, I think he'll be a few under 150.
Ben, we know you don't have him.
No.
Alan, do you? Alan's nodding his head. Alan did have Jose Mourinho. I can tell you that Jose Mourinho has won 158 matches.
Yes!
Oh, wow.
You.
Oh.
So, what we have now, Ben, you are on 4.
Mm-hmm.
Jack, you are on 4. Alan, you are on 5.
Well done, Alan.
And I have one left.
You have one left. Ben and Alan have said all their guesses.
Alan, I mean, premature celebrations. Alan, stay still, buddy. Like
he's shaking all
over
the place.
He's going crazy. I think he's going to kick something.
Whoa.
I think in a second he might even talk. My last one, I think just by sheer accumulation of years.
There is only one left to get.
Harry Redknapp.
Harry Redknapp, you say. Harry Redknapp has won 236 Premier League matches.
A couple of seasons at Spurs that were really ratcheted up. And
wow.
The third highest.
My side was good.
Yeah, of course.
So I tie with Alan.
You tie with Alan.
Yeah, Jack, do you want to give us the final standings for the football question?
Final standings. In fourth place, it's the familiar figure of Joe Mills.
Oh, so he has come bottom of the quiz, he's come bottom of the football question, and he's bottom of the fantasy league out of us. He's had a bad season.
He's had a win percentage of 25%.
I wonder whose fault this is.
I tell you who is not.
It's not his fault. No, it won't be his fault.
In third place, having recovered from a shocking beginning of the season where he had 6 questions without a victory.
Oof.
And ending with a win percentage of 30.77%.
Solid.
It's me.
Oh!
I'm quite happy with that.
Well done, Jack.
Well done, Jack.
I'm still way ahead in terms third of how many questions I ask. In second place, with a win percentage of 35%. It's Tristan Rogers. But way out in front with 64%.
Oh my goodness.
Rate.
That is ridiculous.
And a total score across the entire season of 109.237. Ben Mepstead.
Wow.
Now, this is going to feed in to the football question of the year.
Will this give me a... Will I get a handicap then?
You will begin... As a reward for your success, you will
Tyler
begin
service.
With 6 points.
Right, okay.
Tristan, you will begin with 4 points. That 35 gets you rounded up. And Joe will begin on 3 points.
Oh, and you won't because you're...
And I'm hosting.
You're hosting.
I'm absenting myself.
Okay, and that's all we have time for today. We have 2 very special episodes to celebrate the end of the season coming up, so watch your podcast feeds. Thank you so much for listening across the season. And goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.